Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
There were more explosions in the capital Kyiv and other key cities in Ukraine as Russian troops continue to face resistance from Ukrainian forces on Thursday. A short time ago, President Zelensky accused Russia of genocide.
They have orders to erase our history, our country, and all of us.
The United Nations is reporting over 1 million refugees have now fled Russia's invasion of Ukraine. COVID case rates continue to decline over the last 2 weeks, with the 7-day rolling average dropping to roughly 59,000 cases a day. That turns out to be roughly 18 cases per 100,000 people. As reports were surfacing about Texas Republican Congressman Van Taylor having an affair with the widow of an ISIS member from Texas, the representative has since apologized. Mr. Taylor also said that he would halt his run for re-election, conceding the GOP runoff to former Collin County Judge Keith Self. USA Radio News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
During President Trump's term in office, he built up the oil reserves here in America for a rainy day. President Biden has taken out his umbrella.
President Biden says he plans to release oil from the Strategic Petroleum Reserve to help ease gas prices in the United States. Many Republicans say it's not a long-term solution. One of them is Senate Minority Whip John Thune. He weighs in on Fox News.
That was a band-aid. I mean, releasing barrels of oil from the Strategic Petroleum Reserve is something that's sort of a little bit of a relief valve. But this is a long-term structural supply and demand issue that only gets fixed by America becoming once again energy independent.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
JetBlue pilot 52-year-old James Clifton was removed from a cockpit minutes before taking off from the Buffalo Niagara Airport Wednesday. After the alert by the TSA, Mr. Clifton's blood alcohol content was 0.17%. USA Radio News.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
The persecution of a man by the January 6th Commission has led to his death.
Matthew Perna, who had pled guilty to four charges stemming from the January 6, 2021 breach of the Capitol, committed suicide while awaiting sentencing. The Mercer County Coroner's Office in Pennsylvania said Perna killed himself at his residence. No details have been provided. According to prosecutors, Perna entered the Capitol after the doors had already been breached by demonstrators. Perna stayed in the building for about 20 minutes. He was seen on video chanting with the crowd. His obituary said Matthew Lawrence Perna died of a broken heart. His community, his country, and the justice system killed his spirit and his zest for life. He did not harm anyone, and he stayed within the velvet ropes taking pictures. For this act, he's been persecuted by many members of the community, friends, relatives, and people who had never met him. Perna was scheduled to be sentenced on April 1st. From the USA Radio News Washington Bureau, I'm John Hunt.
The Iowa Department of Agriculture and the United States Department of Agriculture confirmed a positive case of a highly contagious bird flu in Pottawatomie County. State veterinarian Dr. Jeff Kyson on CBS 8 in Des Moines.
After notification of any potential high path avian influenza case, we always immediately issue quarantine. So the flock in question was immediately quarantined. All birds at the positive site have been depopulated and disposal has occurred.
Thanks for listening. My name is Lance Pry, and we are USA Radio News.
Do you love driving, but you hate your expensive car payment? Open Road Lending can reduce your current car payment by as much as $100 a month or more. Yes, it's easy to refinance your current car payment and save up to $100 a month. Could you use an extra $100 a month? Then make this call to Open Road Lending today to learn how you can lower your current car payment. It's easy, only takes a few minutes, and there's no cost or obligation to apply and get approved. You can do it all from the comfort of your home. Call today and see how much you can save.
800-511-6223. 800-511-6223. That's 800-511-6223. Call now. 800-511-6223.
Terms and conditions apply. Financing is available with approved credit. See openroadlending.com for details.
On track. Bill Martinez live.
Minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. Great to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day. For more info on the show, Bill Martinez Live, that's where you need to go. Our next author, this story is so incredible. Just to hear of how God redeems things, you know, that seem so bleak and impossible. And this is one of those stories. Tony Romo, the former Dallas Cowboys quarterback, says, "I love a good comeback story, and this one has it all. It is The Leftovers, Baylor Betrayal and Beyond. It is the story of a former Baylor University basketball player who shares how a relationship with God helped him overcome one of the hardest times in his life. Matt Saman's book is an inspiring personal story of a student athlete's struggle during one of the darkest moments in college basketball history, the Baylor basketball scandal, and its effect on him afterward." Matt, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Oh, thank you so much for having me on.
Well, Matt, yours, as I said, is a story of redemption, and we give God the glory because that's what he does. He's in the redeeming business. And we're grateful for that. Let's go back in time and history and tell us what happened with this Baylor basketball scandal.
It was the summer of 2003, and I was going into my senior year, and everything seemed to be going right for our program. We had some younger players that were going to be future pros, and then we had some senior leaders like myself that were role players. And it just seemed like we were about to break, you know, into the top 25 and possibly play in March Madness, which is the dream of every kid, every college player. And Friday afternoon in June, I got a call from a professor who was a friend of mine and said, "Matt, what's going on with your team?" And I didn't really know what he was referring to. He said, "You better turn on the news right now." And I saw this story play out in front of me, along with everybody else it felt like in the country. And that ended up being, a story or a summer that I just never saw coming.
Wow. And so what happened? I mean, give us some details so people understand more about what were the elements? What was involved? I understand there was a DWI, there was a divorce, all kinds of stuff involved, your partying, drinking, you know, college kind of stuff.
Yeah, well, that came much later, and kind of the aftermath of the effects of some of the harmful decisions and habits that I had added to my life after all of this happened. So that summer, we found out that one of my teammates had shot and killed one of my other teammates. And, you know, these were guys that were a couple lockers down from me that I had played with for a whole year, and were friends. And it turned out also that the coaching staff that I had played almost 100 games for, that they had been doing a lot of things wrong and right in front of me, and I didn't know it. I didn't see it. So I lost a little bit of faith and trust in my coaches that I had had. And so over the course of that summer, we lost 10 teammates, two to the tragedy, and then the guys decided not to come back, and my entire coaching staff. And in walks a 32-year-old, Scott Drew, and all I have looking around are, what in my eyes, a bunch of leftovers, six scholarship players, five walk-ons to play a full Big 12 schedule against the best of the best in Kansas, Oklahoma State, Oklahoma, Texas, Texas A&M. And I'm just looking at this as, what in the world?
Exactly.
How did we get here?
Yeah, you're thinking that going into, before all this, you're looking forward to maybe a card to the dance. And now it's just, hey, how do you survive this season in the midst of all this scandal?
And, you know, looking back at it, I was saved when I was five, and I grew up in a Christian home. But somewhere along the way, basketball took control of my life. And I think that's really easy for all of us to do is, you know, we can have this faith, but then if we're not careful, a job, a relationship, and in my case, a sport can take control. So basketball was Lord of my life, but I was living a morally good life. And I thought I developed this false sense of theology. I thought if I do the right thing and if I'm a good person, which that's the lie, right, that any of us are actually good people, if I was a good person, then God will, like a genie, do exactly what I want and make everything happen for me the way that I want. And so that's where my mind was when everything happened that summer. Well, all of a sudden, basketball is bad. Basketball is broken. And I'm looking now for validation, self-worth, peace, joy, and I realized that, man, it's not in Christ, it's in this game. And so I went searching, and I threw myself into this party scene, and it was incredible. I wasn't really a member of that scene before that year, and even though looking back, I could see a little bit of slippage, some sin, real in that arena starting to seep in.
Right.
When I fell apart, man, I threw myself there, and the competitive nature that it took to become a good athlete, I became competitive in that arena.
Wow. And so with the leftovers, those players that were left behind at the scandal, tell us their story.
Yeah, so that year was difficult. We only had six players, and none of us were stars. And we have this brand new coaching staff, and Coach Drew came in doing everything right. He was energetic. He was smiling all the time, and he was excited about the future and the foundation that we were going to build. And for the first time in my life, I could not get on board with a coach's path or vision for our program, for our team. Mm-hmm. And so we were losing to teams early on that we used to beat badly. And there was one game in particular where we're losing at home by about 20 points. And for the first time, I think, in high-level Division I basketball history, a coach subbed out five scholarship players and put in five walk-on players, like in the middle of the game. And they played hard, and they gave great effort, but scholarship players beat walk-ons. That's just what happens. And so Coach Drew looked down at us, and he said, "You guys better play hard." And when I walked onto the Farrell Center in Waco on the floor, I heard boos. They were booing the walk-ons coming out. They were booing us going back in. And that night, we lost by 20. That night, I was ready to quit. And I don't think anybody would have blamed me for quitting. And an assistant coach, thankfully, gave me really good advice. He said, "Matt, please just show up tomorrow." And I think there's a lesson there of when things do get really bad, one, don't run from God like I did. Run to him. But also, just keep showing up.
Right.
Keep showing up, right, left, repeat. There's a miracle that happened halfway through that season. And
I'll tell you what, I want you to go in detail on that. We've got to go to quick break. We've got more from Matt Samen. We're hearing his story, The Leftovers, Baylor Betrayal, and Beyond.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Nobody wants to get ripped off, broken into, or robbed, but nobody wants to pay a lot of money to have their home protected either.
I've got an offer to tell you about to provide home security for your home for less than a dollar a day. For real, with no installation or equipment charges. And this is from a company rated number one by a leading consumer research company. According to the facts, most of you won't even call unless there's a burglary in your neighborhood or something bad happened. So let's give you a reason. Save money. For less than a dollar a day with no other costs, you can get your home secured. Plus, get a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You need protection for your home. Call the Home Security Hotline right now.
800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. That's 800-755-7921.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
America, 19 minutes after the top of the hour, we're talking with Matt Samen, his new book, The Leftovers, Baylor, Betrayal, and Beyond. And we're talking about this season that went from, you know, seemingly, I mean, from all kinds of prospects and, you know, going to the dance in basketball, you know, a Division I team. that had all the prospects, and it seemed all the stars were aligned. And then suddenly the scandal hits, and now it's about survival. And Matt was sharing with us before the break that after losing a game and being disappointed, as you can imagine, if you've been an athlete, if you played at any level whatsoever, and you don't have a fair chance to win any longer, and you get your hat handed to you all the time, it's like, well, maybe I got to go do something else. Maybe I'll go be a greeter at Walmart or something. I don't need to be here on the basketball floor and get embarrassed like this. This is not what I signed up for. But he learned in the process that, you know, the first thing you got to do is you got to show up. And that was great wisdom from that assistant coach, right, Matt?
That was right. And my teammates were already doing that. There is a point where I realized I was giving false effort. I think false effort is when you know deep down, when you look in the mirror, you know you're not giving your very, very best.
Right.
And so with our coaches believing in us and our me and my teammates kind of coming together, there was a point in the season where we decided to adopt a mentality of every night is our championship. We are going to come out and try to do something that nobody thinks we can do. And I forgot one part of this that really helped us adopt that philosophy was at the beginning of the season, we were told we couldn't play in postseason. So hypothetically, if we had been really good, number one in the country, we wouldn't be allowed to go to March Madness.
You were disqualified then, man.
Yeah. That's right. Mm-hmm. Like, why play then? Like, what's the point? You know, so that was an insult to injury even at that point. But when we adopted this mentality, you know, that made us dangerous. Because when you have nothing to lose,
right,
and you come out and you just play your tail off, then you can do some things. And so we ended up, we weren't supposed to win a game in the Big 12. We weren't supposed to be competitive. We beat Iowa State. We beat A&M twice. The coach actually got fired the day after we beat them the second time, because the worst thing that you can do is lose to us twice.
Right.
And we were competitive with Texas Tech with Bobby Knight coaching, with at Kansas. We were down 4 with 10 minutes left. We're up 14 at halftime at Oklahoma.
Wow.
You know, we ended up losing all those games, but it was such a success. And the biggest thing was that we believed in each other. We gave each other our very, very best, and we just competed hard every night.
What was the miracle for you guys? You mentioned before that there was a miracle about midway there. What happened?
That we started to be competitive and play together, mm-hmm, and believe in each other and believe in our coaches. Because if you would have told me at the beginning of that season that we could even be competitive with these teams, or that we could find any type of good from this season, I would have told you you're nuts. But that was, I saw the team, mm-hmm, come together and start to do things that nobody thought we could. And then fast forward, you know, 18 years, and we win a national championship. The amazing part was reminders, or what, you know, people would let us know that we were a big part of that happening.
I was going to say that was all part of the building block, wasn't it? Because it helped introduce some DNA, some history,
yes,
a legacy that is so important that, believe it or not, ladies and gentlemen, teams build off of this. They build off of their history, and they see these great things that tell them that it's doable, right? That you can, by a dedicated work ethic, working hard, playing hard, that there is dividend there, and they could always say, hey, remember that season, right?
You're right on the money. You know, when you look at other programs that have had, you know, big, you know, tragedy or scandals that have set them back, and it sometimes takes them 20, 25 years to recover. You know, the amazing thing about Baylor basketball was 5 years after I graduated, we made it to March Madness. 5 years, we went from having six players to being in the dance.
Wow.
And that turnaround is incredible. So I like to think about if we had, which I think would have been understandable, just laid down that year, not played very hard, and just kind of coasted through waiting to get out of that season, which we felt like doing at times. If we had done that, how much longer could it have taken? And because Baylor basketball, besides just winning a national championship this last year, they've been a top 10 program for about a decade now. And so when you look at it in terms of that timeline, it hasn't been very far from when we were at ground zero.
Wow. You kind of feel like the seed planter a bit after everything is all said and done. I mean, you guys planted the seed for this for this legacy. This is awesome. So, Matt, you finish out the season. You can hold your head up and say, gosh, you know, we didn't leave anything. You know, we didn't bring anything back to the dressing room. We left it all on the court.
Mm-hmm.
And it was, you know, from that standpoint, it was a successful season. And you see the fruit of this later on. Like you said, within 5 years now, Baylor's going to the dance, and they are a notable force. That which you saw coming in that wasn't realized in your tenure, but yet has been, part of the legacy of Baylor basketball. So for you, what was happening, you know, spiritually? I mean, like, as we said earlier, you had your world pulled out from underneath you.
Yeah.
You know, your God was the basketball. I get that. We can all fall victim to these things and lose focus on what's the most important thing. And but God still loves us. I mean, he still has that. We get to that moment where he says, hey, Matt, look, it's okay. You know, just like he said to Peter, hey, the deal's still on between you. You may have denied me three times, but I still love you. You're still my guy. And God told you, and God told you that moment, right? He says, hey, you're still my guy. What was that like for you?
I thought when I threw myself into that those bad habits, I thought I was just finding temporary peace and relief from this situation that I didn't cause, that I found myself in. And I lied to myself and said, if I'm just going to do this to have a little fun, you know, I took control of my joy and my happiness. But I thought once basketball gets back right again, then I'll let these habits go. Well, basketball did get back right, where we were doing good things. I felt like I was a part of a serious program again. Mm-hmm. But interestingly enough, the bad habits remained. After that year, I didn't know in the moment if what we did mattered at all. I didn't know if people cared. I didn't know, you know, you couldn't guess at that time that we'd be national champions 20 years later. You just couldn't have guessed it. But I went to Iceland to play. It was the only place in the world that would have me come play basketball for them. And my very first practice there, a teammate asked where I played. And I said, you know, Baylor, Big 12. I thought I was a pretty big deal at the time. Mm-hmm. And he looked at me with a puzzled look and he said, don't they kill people there?
Oh,
and
that's,
so that story that I was a part of followed me across, but the ocean, but so did my bad habits. And, mm-hmm. you know, sadly my pro career ended that season. I was playing good basketball, mm-hmm. but they asked me to leave because of my off court habits. So I came back home as a 22-year-old, completely lost, angry and broken. And I went on this 9-year journey of broken relationships, bitterness, continuing to sin and run from God. And it was until my 30th birthday where I found myself alone in my apartment and asking the question, is this really what life is going to be like? Is this what's supposed to happen? A couple weeks later, I went to a church and I filled out a visitor card. And I said, I'm angry and I have questions. And I threw that card in. And I got in touch with the pastor through his assistant. She was very kind and helped me get my interview, walked me into the door. And I just basically laid out the story to this pastor like I did with you today. Mm-hmm. And he said, Matt, you need to give up control. And I said, no, listen, I grew up in church. I've heard that message. I know that. He said, no. When you were 21 and basketball fell apart, you took control of your life, of your happiness, of your joy. You became Lord of your life. And he's like, you need to submit. You need to give up control. And so that day, I gave Christ control of my life and made him Lord of my life. That lady that helped me get that interview at that church that I didn't go to, we've been married for 9 years.
Wow. And hey, so Matt,
yep,
can you give me 10 more minutes? You got 10 more minutes here? I want to hear more of the story.
Day.
Okay, stand by. We've got more from Matt Samen after this.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past few years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
855-525-7448. 855-525-7448. 855-525-7448. That's 855-525-7448.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
There were more explosions in the capital Kyiv and other key cities in Ukraine as Russian troops continue to face resistance from Ukrainian forces on Thursday. A short time ago, President Zelensky accused Russia of genocide.
They have orders to erase our history, our country, and all of us.
The United Nations is reporting over 1 million refugees have now fled Russia's invasion of Ukraine. COVID case rates continue to decline over the last 2 weeks, with the 7-day rolling average dropping to roughly 59,000 cases a day. That turns out to be roughly 18 cases per 100,000 people. As reports were surfacing about Texas Republican Congressman Van Taylor having an affair with the widow of an ISIS member from Texas, the representative has since apologized. Mr. Taylor also said that he would halt his run for re-election, conceding the GOP runoff to former Collin County Judge Keith Self. USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
We're back with you, ladies and gentlemen. Great to have you with us, Bill Martinez. And Matt Saeman continues his book, The Leftovers, Baylor Betrayal and Beyond. Wow, what a story. So you go in, you meet this pastor and this gal who is very kind to you and coordinated this meeting with the pastor. She ends up being your wife.
So when I'm talking with athletes and some students now, I jokingly say, guys, listen, if you're looking for the one, you know, just go to church. She's just waiting for you there. But obviously that's not the, I can't guarantee to anybody if when they go in to repent that that's what God will have waiting for them.
Yeah, right.
But
I think if you go to the real one, you'll get the other one, right?
Oh, I love that.
So to speak. Go ahead.
What an amazing, I mean, I was just walking into that church event as just an angry person that didn't realize the path that I had chosen. But then he just had just far greater plans for me to meet Jana, for her to be a huge catalyst for change in my life as well. And, cause she, you know, there's people in our lives that we see Christ in them, and I've always seen Christ in her. But then also for me to get to coach at Grapevine Faith Christian School where I'm at now and mentor young men the way that I get to now. It's just all part of his plan. My plan was just to play college basketball. I had no plan B after that.
Right. Much less getting married. But, you know, here it is. I mean, for you, you meet you meet this woman, and you're not thinking, hey, this is wife material. I mean, you've got all this anger and stuff to process.
fortunately, it's a divine appointment. God has you meet up with this pastor who is so wise and confronts you with the truth that had to come directly from the Holy Spirit. Because, I mean, it takes courage for a pastor to hit somebody between the eyes and lay it out and just say, hey, here's the issue. You know, it's all about you and it's not all about God. And of course you had to resist that. Oh yeah, I've heard that doctrine. I get that. But it was right. You. It was you, and you had to get to that point to admit to that. And then God starts to do something, and then little did you know. So now here's this gal who's in your life. Now, how did you come together? It wasn't like you came out of the pastor's office and said, hey, come on, let's go for a date.
I mean, that's right. So, yeah. I mean, there was, it's kind of funny because we had only emailed and I went, it took a two weeks to get with the pastor to get my meeting. And so, but I went to the church the next weekend to attend, but I wanted to say thank you to her. And in my mind, Jana, who was his assistant, was, you know, a elderly lady that was going to be very sweet and kind. And when I said at the welcome desk, hey, I'd like to thank Jana for helping me get my meeting with the pastor, they said, well, she's over there. And I saw her from across the room, and I thought, wow, that's not what I was picturing or who I was picturing. I never dreamed. Even after I met her face-to-face, I never dreamed, because I knew how much I had been sinning. Mm-hmm. I knew the lifestyle that I had been living, and that there's no way in my mind, there's no way that a kind Christ follower that works at a church would ever right. be able to be with someone like me.
Yeah, you felt like you had disqualified yourself and you were unworthy. Yeah,
for sure. Mm-hmm. And so it was cool. We did strike up a friendship, and we exchanged numbers a few days later, and we got on the phone, and it was a 13-hour conversation over 3 days. Wow. Where we basically, you know, I learned about her, and she had come from she had been divorced, and she had a son about the same age as me, but she had been saved when she was young, but had stayed with, you know, in church and with her faith, and it was strong, but she had gone through some difficulties. She allowed me to tell her everything. And at that point, I thought it was more of a friend and a counselor. You know, I thought I'm telling this fellow believer now that everything I've gone through, and you know, but knowing that I was probably crushing any chance of anything happening, but it wasn't about that. But then I was blown away by how forgiving she was and how understanding she was. And it made me dream and think, like, golly, I mean, more validation of how real this all is. And then we went on a friend date, and that was it. There was no friend there. And it was about a year process for us to just be together for the rest of our lives. And so grateful.
How do you do a friend date?
We go to a date we go to a movie that's not romantic. Yeah, I think it was how to do a zoo or something like that with Matt Damon. It was just not romantic. But I know that I'm probably in love with this lady already. Mm-hmm. But I don't know if she is reciprocating at all. But it was just very innocent and just a beautiful, beautiful time together. And we just took things very slow. And even introducing each other to our kid, because I have a boy about a year younger than my stepson Landon now. But just, we really wanted to do it right and make sure that this is where God wanted us to be. And just been such a blessing the last 10 years.
So, you know that he who finds a wife finds a good thing and receives a blessing from the Lord, right?
Absolutely. I know that now.
Yeah, without a doubt. God in his faithfulness continues to pursue our knuckleheadedness because he has greater plans for us. So this is wow. What a story. So now you said you're a basketball coach for a high school team.
Yep. I've been the head coach at Grapevine Faith Christian School in the DFW area in Texas for about 9 years and 15 years overall. And it's just a blessing to get to be at a school where, you know, we can talk about Christ. In fact, our mandate is to have biblical infusion in everything we do. So with basketball, where I went wrong was I have to do this or else I won't get a college scholarship. Mm. You know, and that motivation worked to a point, but it was hollow. And so now I get to, like, why should we try to be very, very good or be our very, very best at basketball? Well, guys, it's to glorify God in everything that we do. This is a blessing that we get to do this, and we want to be a light in the basketball world. But then I have to remind myself, and I have to remind my players daily to keep the main thing the main thing, or else I can fall right back into that same thinking that I did as a teenager.
Right. Well, Matt, you're fortunate to be with Grapevine Faith Christian School in Texas. We know there are stories across the country how our faith is being persecuted. We've got a football coach who's being chastised, and his case is going before the Supreme Court because he prayed. Just because he prayed. That's a problem. We got a situation where you got Matt Saban, you know, his story, where they raised money for a Catholic school, and that's become a problem. He since has been vindicated, but again, I believe that's being heard in the Supreme Court as well. So our faith is under attack. It will continue to be so, and God has you there at Grapevine Faith Christian School in Texas with a testimony that is like the blind man. You may not understand it. All you know, you were, now you are. And the difference is God in the middle, right?
That's right. That's right.
What a great story. Wow. And I'm telling you what you're going to do now, and maybe all the gals across the country that are serving the pastors ought to be forewarned, because they're going to have a bunch of guys calling them asking for
it. Make sure when these dudes, that it seems as if they're just a mess,
yeah,
that their life is a mess. Give them a chance. Listen to them. Allow God to work in their life. Who knows?
Yeah, who knows? But God knows. And don't try and push anything that's not there. That's for sure. And I mean, after all, it was a process for Matt and Jenna. I mean, they were patient for a year in walking through what God had planned and purposed for them. Matt Saman, you're awesome. Thank you so much for the story. Thank you. The book, Leftovers, Band of Betrayal and Beyond. The Beyond is so much more, huh? And still yet more things to come, because our God who is faithful is not finished with any of us yet, right?
Yes, sir. And thank you so much for having me on. I really appreciate it.
Here's an important COVID-19 school system update for your local area. If you're concerned about your child's education, please pay close attention to this message. The current school systems were not set up for at-home learning. If you're worried that your child may not be getting the grades they need to get ahead, may be losing self-confidence, or you're worried about them getting into a good college because of their grades, help is available to you. Call Grade Potential Tutoring. They can help with in-home or online tutoring and help your child with any subject and every grade level, even for test prep. They're experts in the home tutoring and online tutoring field and confident they can help you and your child get better grades today. Call now for your free consultation. 800-539-5860. 800-539-5860. 800-539-5860. That's 800-539-5860.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. That's 800-628-7226.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Right here, right now, Bill Martinez.
You know, I love this song, as you know, this lyric. I mean, this is the world in which we live in, is that, you know, we're told by the Word of God not to live by sight. It is by faith. And we cannot please God. And if we don't please God, how can we expect to be pleased, right? I mean, it all goes together, hand in glove. Hey, thanks for being with us. 14 minutes before the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. And we've got the president of D.L. Moody Center, the author of the book, Useful to God. Speaking of which, 9 lessons from the life of D.L. Moody. And we're going to talk about his Go Dark, Shine Bright campaign that I'll tell you is pretty exciting. I mean, if we ever needed a little bit of a Sabbath from social media, and maybe this is at the core of what it all means, and he's going to break it all down for us. Dr. James Spencer is with us right now. Dr. Spencer, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Well, let's first talk about the book, Useful to God, 9 Lessons from the Life of D.L. Moody. What should we take away from this?
Well, I first got started, you know, looking at the life of D.L. Moody when I started working at the D.L. Moody Center, and had the pleasure of learning about him through a lot of the archives that we're pulling together, and ran across the book called Why God Used D.L. Moody, written by R.A. Torrey. And that book was really impactful on me. It shifted away from, you know, all of Moody's accomplishments. Moody was a worldwide evangelist, reached hundreds of millions of people with the gospel. And R.A. Torrey's little book talked about how God used D.L. Moody. Really, what was it about D.L. Moody that allowed him to accomplish these things? And as I was reading it, I thought, wow, these are lessons and characteristics that the church still needs today. And so I decided to revisit each of those characteristics, to talk about them, and to write a book that hopefully will help Christians develop these sort of characteristics so that they can be useful to God today. And so that's really what the book's about. It covers a number of different characteristics like surrendered, humility, prayer, free from the love of money. And all of these were also covered in Why God Used D.L. Moody by D.L. Torrey, or by R.A. Torrey. Mm-hmm. And then I've added one other one called Undistracted. Mm-hmm. And it really does fit with the Go Dark, Shine Bright campaign and some of the other things that we're doing at the D.L. Moody Center.
Well, and it fits with our culture right now because, you know, I've often said, James, that we're so easily distracted because of the options that exist. I mean, when you and I were growing up, we didn't have as many options available. Today, in this information age that has bombarded us, it's amazing. I mean, it's a wonder that kids are able to keep their heads on straight because there's so much attraction to get their heads swiveling to the left and to the right and, oh, no, it's not, it's here, you know, kind of thing. So I believe it's very appropriate.
Yeah, that's right. I can remember growing up and not having an answering machine in the house until I was in high school. I don't even think I had a laptop until I was in my first master's degree. And so, you know, the internet and mobile internet and all those kind of things were completely foreign to my experience. And yeah, it's a different world that we're in right now. And I think part of what we're trying to do with the Go Dark Shine Bright campaign, and really that I address in that chapter of the book, Undistracted, it's just to say, you know, we have all of these technologies, we have all of these things that we can't be distracted with, but we don't actually need any of them. You know, I mean, just like you said, you know, you and I grew up in a world where there were far less distractions, there was far less technology, and we didn't have a lot of the things we have today. Excuse me. And so we survived that. You know, we've made it this far.
Right.
And my childhood wasn't disappointing. I had a great childhood, did a lot of things, and I didn't need that technology. And I think that's really part of what we're trying to emphasize in the Go Dark Shine Bright campaign, is just to remember that while we have the technology and that it can be useful and that there are certainly benefits to it, that we don't need it. Mm-hmm. That we should be able to set it aside and live our lives with God without technology, just as well as we can with God with technology.
Exactly. Well, you know, and I was reading a story this past week about a mother that paid her, I don't know if you saw this, this is very appropriate, paid her son, and first of all, offered him $1,800 if he stayed off social media for, I guess it was about 6 years. Well, he successfully did get the $1,800. So congratulations to both of them. And
yeah.
The amazing thing that the mainstream media doesn't want to talk about was they actually both survived.
Exactly. Yeah, and I mean, we found this. So last year we ran this campaign. This will be our second year running Go Dark Shine Bright. Mm-hmm. We had 20,000 participants last year.
Wow.
And people wrote back in and just said, you know, this was such a great time for me to just set things aside, to get back into the Word, and to really reconnect with God and what I'm doing in my everyday life. And I think that's really what we're trying to get people to see. We're not anti-social media. I have social media accounts and use them and all those kind of fun things. But the reality is that God should be first in our lives and that we should never be setting him aside to do other things. And so by having this 10-day social media fast, what we're really trying to get God's people to do is a couple of things. Number one, you know, just focus on God. And so the content even that we send out during these 10 days is very sparse. We're not trying to, you know, sort of pull people away from other content so they can interact with our content.
Mm-hmm.
We're just sending out a couple Bible verses each day with a prayer through those Bible verses. Wow. Really trying to reinforce getting people back into the scriptures. And then the second thing we're trying to do is to coordinate God's people, to really bring us together around something. D.L. Moody was famous for some of the summer conferences that he held in Northfield. We actually, D.L. Moody Center is in Northfield, Massachusetts. We are on the property where D.L. Moody was born, where he lived a lot of his life, and then he built a 2,300-seat auditorium, which we still use today.
Mm-hmm.
And he would call people into these summer conferences, just pastors and Christian workers, to pray, to study together, to worship, and to discern the Holy Spirit. And he had no other agenda really than that. He just wanted people to connect with God and connect with each other and see what would happen.
Yeah.
And there were other movements that were really birthed out of some of those summer conferences. One of note is the student volunteer movement, which sent, you know, tens of thousands of students into the foreign mission field. And so that coordination aspect is really important to us, and it's a big part of the Go Dark Shine Bright campaign. So this year we're having 10 days of prayer and social media fasting. We'll do that digitally, but we're also going to have some events in Northfield and around New England where hopefully we'll have believers come out and pray together, worship together, study some scripture together, and see what the Holy Spirit does with us.
Well, can't wait. You know, James, I'll tell you, when I first heard about Go Dark, Shine Bright, my first instinct was, what a great campaign for Lent. This is actually going to be post-Resurrection Sunday. You're talking about starting this in May, right?
Yeah, we really kick it off with the National Day of Prayer. And the rationale with that is just that we want to continue what the National Day of Prayer is doing. Mobilizing Christians to pray together doesn't have to be a one-day activity. And so we can run it over the next 10 days. And we're really trusting God for about 100,000 participants this year is what we're looking to have in the Go Dark, Shine Bright campaign. And we're excited. We were really pleased that God used us in this way last year and brought people out and really impacted them through this program. And so we're excited to see what he does with it this year.
Wow. And you know, when God gets involved, get ready. Put on your seatbelts, ladies and gentlemen, because if there was ever a time that we needed it, it's kind of like what's been said. You know, a lot of people, James, you know, are praying, you know, for revival. Of course, we always say, well, we need repentance before revival. I believe some very experienced revivalists, would say that a revival happens when it's most needed. When you look over our culture today, what's happening in our world today, we've got wars beyond rumors of wars anymore. And as we continue to head to the final chapter of Revelations, this is needed, isn't it?
It is. And I mean, I think what's so fun about working at the D.L. Moody Center and what's so compelling about it is that even back in D.L. Moody's day, he put out a final invitation for people to come to Northfield for the summer conferences in 1899, the year that he died. And one of the things he says in that final invitation is, you know, there are people who I've been working with who believe that the church needs to have revival. And that if we're going to have wider revival, it's got to start with the people of God.
Amen.
And so that's why he's doing what he's doing. And I think it's so important for us not to get sort of sucked into the conversation, sucked into the concerns of the world so much that we forget that really we are supposed to be a different people who are pointing to Jesus and that are empowered by the Spirit and that we are not shaken by the events of that are going on around us, but we're stirred.
Yes.
We're stirred to do something in the midst of the brokenness of the world. And that something is always, no matter what it is, whether it's, you know, proclaiming the gospel verbally or, you know, caring for people who are in need, we're stirred always to proclaim Jesus to a world that needs to hear about him. And so that, I think, is the fun part. We just get to echo all of these things that D.L. Moody already said. And it's still very relevant to our situation today. And it's just a fantastic opportunity and a humble pleasure to be involved with it.
Well, I'm excited to see what God is going to do this year. And again, as we said, we know that when God is involved, it's going to be an exciting time for all of us. And so I would say respond to the invitation. You know, from Dr. James Spencer, Go Dark, Shine Bright. This will happen in May. And how can they sign up, James, to be a part of this?
Sure. People can sign up for the campaign at moodycenter.org, moodycenter.org. And there's also information about Useful to God at the website. And so they can check out Useful to God there as well.
He is the president of D.L. Moody Center, Dr. James Spencer. James, Godspeed, my friend. Thank you so much for being with us. Take care.
Thanks very much.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scent hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast from Sunny Bay.
The final phase.